5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, ignition, liftoff.
Hi everybody, I'm Brian Clapp, Director of Content for WorkinSports.com, and this is the Workin' Sports Podcast. Let's talk about the Sports Career Accelerator event, September 13th and 14th in Atlanta, that we are throwing with our friends at Tremont Sports. We're really excited about this event. It's coming together so well, and I have to admit, so much of our excitement is based on all of your enthusiasm. It's infectious. It seriously is. So many of you have asked for more information, told us you're really excited, asked if we're going to be doing more of these events, and I'm telling you, the excitement has really pushed us forward and really motivated us just that little extra bit to make this the best event you have ever been a part of. For fans of this podcast, we are opening registration tomorrow, Tuesday, August 7th. I will be sharing a registration link on our private Facebook group page, which is another reason to join our private Facebook group. All you have to do, go to the Workin' Sports Podcast on Facebook. Just put it up in your search box. Very simple. You will be asked 3 questions. Answer those questions. It makes it easier for me to accept you into the group. Okay? It's that simple. I will be sending the link, the registration link, to all the people in that private Facebook group tomorrow. And then I will be emailing personally all the people who have entered their name on our early interest list that we've promoted before. You will all get the first crack at registration for this one-of-a-kind event that will sell out. We are limiting this event so that we can have all of the exchanges be intimate and personal and get you one-on-one time with executives for the Hawks, the Braves, the Falcons, the United, so many of the groups that we have coming to this event and being a part of it. Then we will open registration to the public on Wednesday. My hope is all of you fill it up first, so we don't even have to bother with the non-listeners. How cool would it be for this event to be filled up with all of you ambitious fans who are part of our Facebook group, who are talking to each other, who already kind of know each other a little bit on some level? I will be at the event personally. So this will also be a meetup of sorts, which I'm very excited about. And I'm telling you, the guest speakers and networking opportunities are just going to blow your socks off. Now, many of you are probably wondering, Brian, I seem to remember that last week you said registration would open on Monday, today. I did say that, but we had some tech glitches this weekend, so we're spending today testing everything to make sure it works correctly before we open up registration to you. We want registration to be smooth and seamless, and I'd rather wait a day than have tech mistakes we can avoid. So that's life. Sometimes you have to adjust. So look for our registration info tomorrow, and let's get this thing done, right? On today's QA session, let's move this forward into QA world. This one comes from Ethan in Minnesota. Ethan writes in, "Hi, Brian. Love the podcast. Thank you so much for the content you share." Ethan, you are welcome. "I'm graduating from college in the spring, and as you suggest, I'm reading job descriptions now so that I can figure out the gaps I should fill in during my senior year." So smart, Ethan. Thank you for listening. One thing I am noticing is that many jobs that claim to be entry level are asking for 2 years experience, which seems to contradict the words entry level. Are these jobs I should ignore since I don't fit or apply to anyway? What's the deal here? Ethan, what a great question. It's really frustrating, isn't it? Entry level jobs want experience. That just seems like that doesn't make sense. So how does that work? Let's separate fact from fiction and dig into the reality of the job market, because this is really important for everybody to understand how it works on the inside, looking out at you. So what do job requirements really mean? Okay, so I'm an employer and I have a job requisition. I have to write up a job description and put all the things that are necessary for the job. You know what I do under the job requirements? I put in my absolute dream scenario. I want this dream person, and they have all these skills and they can do all these things. But you know what? I don't really expect it. I'm not going to hit the exact dream. If I do, I'm going to hire that person. But I don't really expect it, and I don't think I ever have hit that dream, and I've hired lots of people. Go by the 80% rule. If you're hitting 80% of the requirements of the job, it's worth it for you to apply, all right? It's worth it for you to stick your neck out there and say, this is a job I want, this is a job I'm interested in, I think I fit most of the requirements. See, there's a thought process that goes on when you're hiring, that you have a list of the things that are nice to have versus those things that are a must have. And they all kind of get blended together a lot on the job description. And you're not going to know exactly what they need versus what they want. They may kind of say it, but trust me, there's always some gray area in there. So it makes sense if you fit on 80% or around 80% of the job requirements or the job recommendations or whatever they want to phrase it as, it's worth it for you to apply. But let's go one step further. In our second point, what does experience really mean? If they say they want 2 years experience, does that mean that I've had a job, a full-time paying job for 2 years? Well, no, it doesn't always mean that. A lot of times it means internships, volunteer work, conferences, sports career accelerator events, projects you've worked on. What they want to know is that you are deeply committed and connected to this job and this industry. Experience, or putting a level of experience they want, is their way of weeding out the people who are in no way, shape, or form a match. But if you have been active and doing things related to the industry, well, that shows you are driven and connected, and that's what they want. They want people that are connected to the industry, not just liking the idea of working for their organization. So if you have on your resume, like, for example, our Sports Career Accelerator event, you will get a certificate after completing that event. That is something you can put on your resume that, again, gives some gravity to you as a person, lets it be known how serious you are about the industry and that you invested in your own growth. Projects you've worked on. Maybe you went to a conference or part of a, I've seen these sport Shark Tank type programs at different conferences or different collegiate competitions. That's all experience. Conferences you've gone to, again, those are showing that you are invested in your own growth and experience. Volunteer work, internships. That's experience. So you can have, you might never have a full-time paying job or a part-time job even, but you could have more than 2 years experience. So again, don't self-censor and think to yourself, well, they say they want experience and that means I needed to have worked for the Dallas Cowboys for the last 2 years. It doesn't mean that. It means they want to know you're serious, because of the 300 or 400 applications they get, there's very few of them, maybe 15 to 20% that actually have any experience. And a lot of the people are just desperately seeking for work. Now, point number three, though, is important. And I want you to keep this in mind. You still need to customize your resume and cover letter. Everyone is in sales. And in this instance, you are selling yourself. So let's say you have 70% of the job requirements, or let's say you don't have really like two deep years of internship work or any part-time work. You need to sell your experience. You need to sell the Sports Career Accelerator event. You need to sell the conferences and the projects you've been a part of. And that's how you're going to sell your experience. You need to look at this job and see what they're requiring and then relate that to your skill set, explaining how your skills are directly relatable to the tasks of this job, that your experience is relevant, even if it's not like that perfect line item of, you know, I worked for the Jacksonville Jaguars for 2 years. Check the box on I have 2 years experience. You might have a convoluted way of coming up with your experience metric, and here's how you sell it. You know, you talk about your internships, you talk about your volunteer work, all the conferences, the Sports Career Accelerator events, the projects you've worked on. That's experience. It all adds up. Make sure you frame your resume to highlight what you have accomplished, right? Put all those things in there that add up to your experience. And that's how you start to sell yourself. Customizing your story and your cover letter for each individual experience and job that you're applying for matters. Put in that little bit extra effort. Point number four is kind of your approach to the job market. We talked about the 80% rule, and if you're hitting on 80%, you should definitely apply. If you feel, I want to get into the shotgun approach versus targeted approach. A lot of people have this shotgun approach where they just say, I want to work in sports, so I'm going to apply to every possible job out there in sports, and eventually one will hit. They're just going to spray it out there everywhere. That does not work. It does not. Employers know this kind of thing. So you have to go in and be targeted. If you feel you are a targeted match for the job and the requirements of the job, even if you don't hit on every single one of the requirements, go for it. Go for that job if you feel you are a match. If you're reading it and you're like, I don't even understand what this job description says, don't apply for it. Don't you dare, because you're wasting your time and their time. right? You need to have the right experience that lines up. And if you have that experience, if you've learned those things, if you read the job description and it makes sense and it feels like it's you, and it feels like who you want to be and who you're, where you're going, then go for it and sell yourself in your cover letter and your resume. It is worth that effort. Our fifth point, and I want to go back to a point that Ethan made up in his original question, is the gap analysis. Now, I've talked about this before, but I want to make sure I hit it quickly too for those of you that are new to the podcast. What Ethan was referencing is that he's looking at job descriptions now, even though he may not be graduating for another 6 to 8 months. And the reason you do that is because the more you look at the job descriptions and see what people need and want, the more you can customize your college experience to get you the skills you need. So for example, if Ethan looked through, and I use this example a lot, so bear with me, but if Ethan looked through 10 jobs that sounded really interesting and super cool to him, and each one of them says Photoshop skill required. Well, if he doesn't know Photoshop right now, that's a pretty clear message he should learn it over the next year before he starts applying, right? Figure out where your gaps are. If it says you need to know CMS systems or customer retention system, CRS system, so rather than content management system, customer retention system, a lot of different C levels. But anyway, if it's requiring certain software knowledge, well, now you have a year to figure that out. You have a year to learn it, right? If it's saying you need to know Final Cut Pro for video editing, well, you've got time to learn it now. Or if it's saying you need to have deep experience in marketing, well, now you know to get your senior internship at a marketing firm. You know, this is how you need to take advantage of your time now so that you can start to fill out those 80% of the requirements. You can get to that point where a lot of jobs that are out there that are entry level, you actually have the requirements filled on. So that needs to be your approach. Right now, you're so much in research phase and figuring out what you need to learn. But also don't be intimidated by the job descriptions that are out there if they say they need something that you don't have. Either figure out a way to get it or realize that experience shows itself in many different ways and get ready to sell that. So Ethan, as you look through job descriptions, don't let that stuff intimidate you. Go after jobs that you are a targeted match for and things that you want, because you'll be able to sell yourself. If you're passionate about a job, if you look at this and say, this is me, this is what I want, you will be able to sell yourself because you'll be motivated to get there. But if you're just throwing it out there and trying to hope and hit a match and have a little magic happen, you're not going to sell yourself the same way. You're not going to have the same background or backup for where you're headed. And it's just not going to come off. It's going to come off flat. It's not going to make any sense. You're not going to be a match. The employer is going to be annoyed. So don't go about it that way. I think that covers things. Coming up on Wednesday, I'll be publishing my interview with James Bryant, who goes by JB, but I wanted to say his formal name at least once. JB is the manager of inside sales for the Colorado Rapids, and we took a very cool angle with our discussion. It's about elevating to a management role. Now, many of you are probably thinking, I just need to get an entry-level job. And that's the whole point of this QA session today, is to talk about entry-level jobs. I don't need to be thinking about management yet. You are wrong. I'm just going to state that right now. Management opportunities come faster than you think. And you need to be thinking about your approach to dealing with people, motivating, setting strategy, and more. Plus, if you are thinking this way as an entry-level contributor, you're going to show yourself as a natural leader and be more likely to be promoted when opportunities come up. So trust me, thinking management is the conversation we need to be having. And we're going to have it on Wednesday with JB. And trust me, I did this interview last week. It's awesome. Not only does JB really know his stuff, he has a very cool English accent. That's it for this week's QA session. Remember to tune in on Wednesday. Remember to look for that registration for our Sports Career Accelerator event tomorrow. A lot of exciting stuff going on that I'm excited to have you guys be a part of. I will talk to you all then.